Now, Margaret Mills is back with me once more, and a little while ago, a couple of weeks back, you were looking at Marmalade Emma of Colchester, and this week I believe you're going to be looking at a riotous lady from Essex.
Yes, yeah. This is a lady called Anne Carter,
mm-hmm.
who was around in 1651.
She must have had some riots that we know about it
She's an interesting lady, and we still don't know whether her actions were triggered by her working independently or whether there were other people involved in actually encouraging her to do what she did.
And whereabouts did she live?
She lived in Maldon.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, there were acute rises in prices of foodstuffs at that time, which affected the poor particularly badly. Anne Carter declared herself to be a captain of women. So she gathered together women from the local area and they stormed some grain ships, some Flemish grain ships that had come to Maldon to load up with grain for export.
Mm-hmm.
And the women went on board the ships and they insisted that the grain was put into their aprons. Some took off their hats and filled their hats with grain because their families were starving. Now, she seems to have got away with this because there's no record of her being apprehended and brought before the magistrates for what amounted to causing a riot and theft. And the next time she occurs in local history books is sometime after this, when she takes up the calls of Essex employees in the textile industry, people from Bocking, Braintree and Witham. And this time, of course, it's men involved as well as women. And she again declares herself captain of this group of rioters, and they protest against the fact that they're unemployed. Again, they storm the port of Maldon. Again, they storm grain ships and just take what they want for their families. But this time, her luck runs out. She's apprehended, she's put on trial, and she was hanged for her crimes.
And what about all the others who were involved?
Oh, some of the others that were caught were also punished. Not all of them were executed, depending on what part they'd played in the riot. But she paid the ultimate penalty for being the so-called captain of the group.
How did they realise that she was the leader?
I think because she was witnesses identified her.
Right.
She was very extremely brave. She was quite public about her becoming the leader of these groups who were protesting about the cost of grain, the fact that ordinary people couldn't afford to buy food, and then, of course, the plight of the textile employees who were, you know, because textiles was in a depression at the time, they didn't have work. And she was demanding something was done.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And you're going to be looking at what next week?
Next week, we're going to be looking at extreme weather again.
Oh, right.
This time a hurricane at Southend.
Right. Okay. Thank you.